Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you may even want to run to the altar and begin to lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, "Oh God, hear your people. Oh As we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time. Right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord. Change the nations, Lord.
what's first began in me, I surrender so your world can be changed. The change I want to see must first begin.
The light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Whether you know it or not, the world is looking at you, because the answer that they seek is on the inside of you. So I say, if they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. That's why we say the change I want.
Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. I'm doing fine.
That's
how are
good.
You?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you for asking. We were experiencing some technical difficulties, so I will start my introduction over again. Good morning and welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm here with Sister Tangela Lewis, and we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. We want to thank Apostle for allowing us to present the broadcast to you this morning. And before we get started, if you would be so kind as to go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, please take the time, and as you go through the page, like the page. Here you can leave your prayer requests, testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. If you are in the Chicago area, you can engage the ministry and take part in ministry events that we present or that we take part in. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and like the page. Our scripture of focus, as always, is Job 38, 12 through 13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning, since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take holds of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. We give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions. Amen. And as always, before we get started, we like to start with praise and worship. So, Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we uplift holy hands to you. Father God, we give you the glory this morning, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you are not a respecter of persons, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We give you praise. We praise your holy name this morning. Right now, Father, we just uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift your name. We magnify your name, Father God, so all men will be drawn unto you, Father. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and magnify your name. We give you praise. 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 We honor you, Father God. We honor you this morning, Father God. We thank you, Father, for bringing us through every fiery trial, O Heavenly Father. Father, restoring us, O Heavenly Father. Giving us victory, Father God. Never leaving us or forsaking us, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for the remedy of your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We will make a joyful noise unto you, the Lord, O Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hear our joyful noise, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father God. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. We praise you, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for the covenant. We thank you, Father God, that you have gone into covenant with us, Father. We thank you for the covenant. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you loved us enough, Father, to be in agreement, O Heavenly Father, to have us in an agreement with you, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father God, by your grace and your mercy, Father God. We can hold up our end of the covenant, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have equipped us. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise. We thank you and honor you. We thank you and uplift you. We thank you, Father God. Glory, 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 Father God. We glorify you, Father. We glorify you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. Reye mo soro yo shandele me yorande ramaka. Ye me sole mo yoranda rimna shele me yorande storo kushne. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God, we praise you. Thank you, Father God, we uplift your name. Thank you, Father God, we magnify your name. Reina selene urande ro sororo ro shurande re. Rele mo yo ko narande le me selemo yurande ramada. Thank you, Father God, we praise you. Thank you, Father God, we uplift your name. We thank you, Father God, we magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. Father God, you are truly worthy to be praised. You are truly worthy to be glorified. You are truly worthy to be lifted up, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father God, that you go before us, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for power and authority, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Father God, for the power of decreeing and declaring, Father God. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you for giving us declaration. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for filling our mouths when we open our mouths. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that this is our time, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that this is our year, Father God. We thank you right now, Father God. Hallelujah, that we are debt free, Father God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that we are healthy and healed and whole and restored, Father God. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah, Father. We uplift your name. Hallelujah, Father. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for watching over our children, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for watching over this nation, Father God. We thank you for watching over the nations, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father. We thank you, Father. Father, again, we remind you of our prayers. That we have prayed, Father, for the president of this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for hearing every prayer, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have said for the leaders of nations of this world, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Father God, that you would surround them, Father, by anointed wise men and bold wise men and women of God, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would blow on their hearts and give them ears to hear, Father God. Ears to hear the gospel, O Heavenly Father, so that they might and their families might receive salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we thank you. We have prayed the same for our president, Father, and we thank you right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers that we have said for our judges, O Heavenly Father, that we have said, Father, for our congressmen and congresswomen, Father God, our representatives, O Heavenly Father, our governors, Father God, our mayors, O Heavenly Father, our aldermen and alderwomen, Father God, and Father, our city council members, Father God, our boards of education, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would blow on their hearts, O Heavenly Father God. Father God, that they will operate, Father, in excellency, Father, in honesty, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we bind up the spirits, Father God, of dishonesty, O Heavenly Father, and selfishness, Father God, in our governments, O Heavenly Father. Father God, from city government all the way, Father God, to the government of this over this nation and the government over nations, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We magnify your name, Father God. We remind you of our prayers, Father God, for our military men and women, O Heavenly Father. Those, Father God, that are tormented, Father, those that are dealing with PTSD, Father, and other conditions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that healing will come over them right now. Healing, Father God, has engulfed them, O Heavenly Father, and you have restored them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We come against the spirit of suicide, Father God. We bind up the spirit of suicide now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and its fruit will no longer be consumed, Father God, by our military men, by our children, O Heavenly Father, by families, by husbands, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we thank you and uplift your name. Father God, we uplift, Father God, our leaders, O Heavenly Father, our spiritual leaders, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your will be done in their lives, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father, we ask that you strengthen them, O Heavenly Father, that you gird them up, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you are giving them revelation of your word, O Heavenly Father, to pass to pass on to us, Father God, through teachings, Father God, through preachings, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. Father God, we speak, we decree and declare peace over Jerusalem, O Heavenly Father. We decree and declare peace, Father God, over Yemen, Father God, over Libya, Father God, over African countries, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare peace over Syria, O Heavenly Father, over Iraq and Iran, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, over North and South Korea, Father, over China, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare peace over the nations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, that the gospel is spread. Father God, that you are lifted up, O Heavenly Father, on all the continents, O Heavenly Father, and that all men are drawn toward you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift the unsaved man and woman, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Blow on their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Let them open their ears, Father God, that they will hear the gospel, Father. They will hear the truth, O Heavenly Father. They will hear the good news, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that they might receive salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the tricks of the enemy. We bind up the lies, Father, the spirit of lies. We bind up the spirit of confusion, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command the truth, O Heavenly Father, historical truth and present truth, Father God, and prophetic truth, O Heavenly God, to Heavenly Father, to abide, Father God, and rest on the nations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Truth, we command you to come out and shine like the noonday in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that are in movies, Father God, pictures, TV, Father God, those that are in music, O Heavenly Father, those, O Heavenly Father, that have been those have been deceived by the enemy, O Heavenly Father, those that have made covenants with devils and demons, Father God. Father God, we ask that you open their eyes and you will blow on their hearts, Father God. You will infiltrate their circles of influence, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with wise, Father God, strong and men and women of God that might minister to them, Father God, the gospel, so that they might receive salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, we just uplift and magnify your name. We uplift and praise your holy name. We uplift your name, Father God. We glorify your name this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that are in mourning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask that you strengthen them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would comfort them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And all that has been lost through death, O Heavenly Father, is swiftly restored right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, whether it be love or companionship, Father God, laughter, O Heavenly Father, provision, Father God, finances, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, it is restored now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And I decree it right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God. If it is joy, O Heavenly Father, that has been lost, Father God, through death, Father God, we command, Father, it is restored now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise you. We thank you and honor you, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father God. Speak to us, Father. Speak to us, Father God, in our silent time. Speak to us, Father God, in dreams, O Heavenly Father. Speak to us, Father God, in all the methods that you speak to us. Speak to us through your scriptures, O Heavenly Father. As we read the scriptures, Father God, just continue to pour into us. More revelation, Father God. We just decree and declare, Father God, that you will speak to us and we will hear you, Father God. You will speak to us in dreams, O Heavenly Father. You will speak to us through the scriptures. You will speak to us through our spirit man, Father God. You will speak to us through prophets, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now and give you the praise right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We want to uplift those that are dealing with affliction, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We just decree and declare healing right now, O Heavenly Father, that healing, Father, rest and abides with them right now, Father God, for you are the God who heals all those who need healing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, your law says by the stripes of your Son, Yeshua, Father God, that we are healed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that our flesh is as fresh as a baby's flesh, and you have brought us back to the days of our youth, Father God. And we thank you and praise you, Father God. We thank you. We wait for the testimony, Father God, of those, Father God, that have gotten up out of their sick beds, O Heavenly Father. Father God, those that them being healed has defied the words of the doctors, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you and give you praise right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we uplift those, O Heavenly Father, that have been snared, O Heavenly Father, by witchcraft, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we've had an influx of individuals, Father, inboxing us on our Facebook page that are dealing, Father God, with witchcraft. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind these spirits of witchcraft and command their hands removed off these individuals. Father God, we command in the name of Jesus, Father God, that every unspoken, every unknown covenant that has been made with devils and demons, Father God, by ancestry, Father God, in the name of Jesus, is broken right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and cleanse these individuals, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we bind the circling back of demons, O Heavenly Father, with more demons, Father God, to try to take residence with these individuals, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, for they belong to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They have received salvation, O Heavenly Father. So the actions of these devils and demons, Father God, are illegal, and we bind that activity right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, O Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we command their homes cleansed, O Heavenly Father, of sinful and demonic spirits, O Heavenly Father. We bind up the words of witches and warlocks, O Heavenly Father, speaking over them, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command every mountain, O Heavenly Father, that has encompassed them and surround them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to be removed, Father God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, give your angels charge over these individuals, Father God, that they no longer meet any hurt, harm, or danger. Everything that was stolen, Father God, we command in the name of Jesus that is restored, Father God, thousandfold, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And because you love them, Father, according to your word, O Heavenly Father, you have turned the curse into a blessing because you love them, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father God. We are redeemed from the curse, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We decree and declare victory right now for these individuals, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we want to uplift, O Heavenly Father, Archbishop Boyd, O Heavenly Father. Your will be done in his life and the life of his family members, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, you know what he goes through, oh Heavenly Father. Give him victory, Father God, in every arena of his life, every battle, Father God, every ungodly thing, Father God, every trial, every tribulation, Father, that comes his way. Give him a mighty victory right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We pray the same for Apostle Overton, oh Heavenly Father. You know the things that she goes through. You know, Father God, the attacks, oh Heavenly Father, that come her way, Father God. But we decree and declare swift victories, oh Heavenly Father. We decree and declare your word, oh Heavenly Father, that you have gone to war for her, Father God. You never lose, Father God, and the victories will be swift, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, and all that was stolen, Father God, all that was delayed, oh Heavenly Father, all that was delayed and not delayed of you, Father of Jesus, we command it restored, Father God, 1,000-fold right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. Father, we thank you. We uplift families, oh Heavenly Father. And Father God, we know that you are concerned about our families as much as we're concerned about our families, oh Heavenly Father. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command yokes broken, oh Heavenly Father. Family relationships restored, oh Heavenly Father. Love, oh Heavenly Father. Family love and unity, Father God, will rest and abide over families, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My family, oh Heavenly Father. Sister Tangela's family, oh Heavenly Father. Deaconess Angela's family, Father God. Apostle Overton's family, Father God. And all families, oh Heavenly Father, that have suffered division, Father God, that have suffered infighting, oh Heavenly Father. Unforgiveness, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that members will begin to forgive each other, Father God. They will begin to speak to each other. They will begin to love on each other, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we put an end to the work of the enemy, oh Heavenly Father, in these families, Father God, in marriages, oh Heavenly Father. We come against the spirits and the work of the spirits of selfishness, Father God, and division, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We command the spirit of unity, Father God, to rest and abide, oh Heavenly Father, in marriages, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Pour more of the wives, oh Heavenly Father, into the hearts of the husbands, and the husbands into the hearts of the wives, oh Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Restore love and romance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father God, and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we even decree and declare peace, O Heavenly Father, in our homes, O Heavenly Father. We decree and declare peace, Father God, on our blocks, O Heavenly Father, in our communities, Father God, in our neighborhoods, Father God, over our cities, O Heavenly Father, over our states and over this country, Father God, and the countries of the world, Father God, we command peace, Father God, to abide, rest and abide, Father God, over the nations, Father, and we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name, O Heavenly Father. Father, we command in the name of Jesus where there is a shortage of the word, O Heavenly Father, your word goes forth, O Heavenly Father, to the four corners of the earth, O Heavenly Father. The gospel is preached, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and give men an ear to hear, Father God, and understand, O Heavenly Father, what your plan is for us, O Heavenly Father. Father, that we will understand our assignments in this earth and carry them out, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name, Father God. Father God, we want to pray for those, oh Heavenly Father, that that would commit violence, oh Heavenly Father, those that would kidnap and harm and sexually molest children, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask that you blow on their hearts, oh Heavenly Father. Father God, that you would forgive them and change them, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, and we ask, oh Heavenly Father, that you would even heal them from the hurt, the spiritual bruises and harm that they've suffered, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we break this generational hurt and devastation, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we ask that you heal the children. We command healing to fall on our children, oh Heavenly Father, to fall on adults, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, and to run up and down the generations, oh Heavenly Father, and all, Father God, that have been harmed, oh Heavenly Father, are healed, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and give you praise right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We order healing, Father God, to fall on the people, to rule and abide, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every emotional scratch, every emotional wound, every emotional hurt, every natural hurt, every natural bruise, every natural wound, every spiritual hurt, bruise, and wound, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command it healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. And we thank you, Father. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father God. And as always, oh Heavenly Father, we decree and declare, Father God, we pray, Father God, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father God, that you may grant and you have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation. This revelation, Father God, gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you, Father God. For we, Father God, we're talking about the layers of who you are, Father God. We're talking about the deep things of who you are, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for we know you through the Son. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, has been and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, and so that we will begin to know and understand what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power that is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet. Father God, this is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things and all believers. Father God, and we decree these things right now. We just thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, in all these things that we have spoken, Father God, before you, all these things that we have decreed, they will be established unto us. In Jesus' mighty name, we say thank you, Lord, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sister Tansley, would you lead us in prayer, please? Sister Tansley?
Pastor Mayo, due to my circumstances, I'm unable to pray at this time. So if you
can, oh, that's okay.
Not mine.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, not a problem. Not a problem. It looks like we have Apostle Overton on the line. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
Good morning. God bless you all.
Yes, ma'am. Did you want to? We're doing fine. Did you have any words for us? Did you want to pray? Did you want to pray this morning?
Well, I have prayer requests that that were forwarded to me that I wanted us to be able to cover. I have someone who is very, very ill in the hospital with an infection in their feet, keeping them from being able to work, keeping them from being able to take care of financial responsibilities. So I wanted to pray for their body. I wanted prayer for their financial situation. Well, a lot of saints are praying for that. And then peace in the body of Christ, binding up division and strife and childbearing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Well, if you want to take care of that last one, I'll pray for the person that's dealing with the infection and the financial strain that being incapacitated has brought on.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we want to uplift the individual, oh Heavenly Father, that's dealing, Father God, with the infection in their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we command healing, oh Heavenly Father, to rest and abide with this person right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that they are completely restored a thousandfold. Father God, everything that was lost, time on the job, Father, income, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. All the things that the person would do, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just command restoration, Father God, to come over them, O Heavenly Father, to chase them down, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that your favor goes out before them and surrounds them as with a shield. So, Father God, that their situation, O Heavenly Father, would even be changed, Father God, and for to their benefit, Father God. Every bill, Father God, is paid, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. According to your word, Father God, that you, our God, shall satisfy, Father, take care of our every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we command these things paid now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command notices to stop, Father God. We command phone calls to come, O Heavenly Father, saying the debts have been satisfied, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We command, Father God, as he rises, Father God, from the bed of infirmity, O Heavenly Father, Father God, that this person is not in debt, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, they are not in debt, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father God. We praise you right now. Father God, put a testimony in his mouth, Father God, for your glory, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you the glory and we thank you right now. We thank you and praise you right now, Father God, that all is well with this individual. All is well, Father God, with the individual's family, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, and what was meant as a curse, O Heavenly Father, because you love us, O Heavenly Father, it is turned into a blessing. And we decree that right now, Father, and it is established unto us, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We say thank you, Lord, and amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, I bless God. The gossip and the tail bearing and the deceit, God, in the body of Christ. Thanking you right now in advance for unity, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you that the mouths of those who would plant negative seeds and plant seeds of dissension and division and even lies, God, be bound up in the name of Jesus. We should be fighting the enemy because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, and casting down the vain imaginations and every high thing that would try to lift itself against the knowledge of you, God, in the name of Jesus. So I thank you that we pulled down those strongholds. I thank you that we cast down those vain imaginations. I thank you, Lord God, that we will use our mouths, Lord God, to speak encouragement. We will use our mouths to be loved. I thank you, Lord God, that when we get ready to go into our any atmosphere, any place, workplace, doctor's offices or homes, God, that our feet will be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, so that we can be atmosphere shifters, God. I thank you that we believe that we can, that we believe that we are, and then that we believe that we do, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that everyone who is feeling the oppression and depression of the lost loved ones, God, whether it be naturally, whether it be spiritually, that family divide that has come into the body of Christ. Father, I thank you now that you're uniting families, uniting loved ones, being on one mind, being with one accord. In the mighty name of Jesus, those who have been able to hold on this long, God, give them the strength to continue to hold on to your unchanging hand. We thank you, Lord, that you're Abba Father, and Lord God, you're the author and finisher of our faith. So we thank you, Lord God, that these things are already done. We thank you in advance, Lord God, that the faith is strong enough, deep enough, wide enough for the saints of God, Lord God, to believe and trust in everything, not just some things, not just a few things. Lord God, but for everything in the mighty name of Jesus. Such as we already heard, God, for the supernatural debt cancellation. God, I heard the heart of the crying. Those who, Lord God, can't even make their rent. But God, you said there's mansions available to us and for us. Lord God, I know a cattle of 1,000 hills to belong to you, God. So I thank you, Lord, for rent being paid in full. Thank you for light, gas bills, all you utilities paid in full, God. In the name of Jesus, we command the angels to go into computer systems, God, and bring balances, outstanding balances, to 0.00, God, for the people, for us, Lord, for everyone who is struggling, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for gas tanks being filled supernaturally, in the name of Jesus. Some people said, I can't come to service because I don't have gas money. I can't bring my children to school because I don't have car fare. God, Satan is a liar. I thank you now that that will not be the cry of your people. That will not be the plea of your people. But I thank you, Lord God, that they'll be able to be the testimonies of your people, even now in advance, dear God. In the name of Jesus, I speak, Lord God, that the wealth of the wicked is no longer laid up for the righteous. But, Lord God, it's pulled down into the hands of your people, that it is supernaturally put into bank accounts. Lord God, you said if we pay our tithes and give our offerings, no good thing would you withhold. Lord God, I'm decreeing this for the tithe payers. I'm decreeing this for the offering givers, God. in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This, Lord God, because you said that you would fight off the enemy, that you would allow us, Lord God, to ride upon the high places when we did your complete will by following your ordinances and your statutes, O God, of the word of God. So I thank you even now, Lord God, that the curses are broken. Generational curses are broken. Healing is in the land. Not just healing of bodies, but healing of finances, healing of salvation. Lord God, those who are praying for salvation of their loved ones, of their friends, of the youth, God, youth that I work with every day, salvation is here. Salvation has come, and they are repenting of
Hallelujah.
Their ways. I
yes,
decree
Lord.
This verse. If my
yes,
people,
Lord.
Which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face, O God, turn from their wicked ways, then and only then will you from hear from heaven, and you will heal the land. So God, thank you even now that the land is healed financially. The hand is healed spiritually. The land is healed in their minds. The land is healed in their bodies. God, do it.
Thank
now.
You.
In the name of Jesus, people need peace in their minds. You said, let these minds be in you, which is also in Jesus.
Also in Christ.
So, yes, Lord.
Oh,
yes, Lord. We're speaking
that
the minds of the people are in peace. Everlasting peace. In the name of Jesus, peace be still. Peace be still. In the name of Jesus, I feel the false burdens. I'm carrying things of other people. God, I command false burdens even be broken. I command real burdens be broken in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, even now, Lord God, I command those who are looking for places to live. Lord God, make it clear, make it plain. Some people need to be out of their places by next week. Make it clear, make it plain. Make it financially feasible. Make it convenient to jobs, convenient to their worship places, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, open up the eyes of your people to be able to see. Open up your ears of your people to be able to hear. In the name of Jesus. But Lord God, we bind up the stress. We bind it up even now. We bind up manipulation of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, I command it to be gone, oh God. We are commanding our morning. We are commanding our afternoon. We are commanding our evening. We are commanding our days. God, even now, in the name of Jesus, have your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. Oh, God, I praise you and I bless your name. Father, I honor you today just for being God all by yourself. God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God,
yes,
in advance, Lord, for everything that has been put before the throne of grace today. Oh, God, I thank you that victory is ours. You worked it out before
Lord.
The foundations of the earth.
Yes,
you worked
Lord.
It out before we were even born. Thank you for victory. Thank you for victory. Thank you that the people go out today and we bind up accidents, God. We bind up near mishaps and mechanical failures, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we're able to witness to somebody today. Let someone cross our paths, Lord, that we can ask them, do you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Thank you that we will evangelize. But the kingdom, God, this is not about us. It's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father
yes,
God. Thank you, Father God.
Let us be ready to witness at all times.
Yes, Lord.
Let us be ready to share the gospel of good news at all times. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're not that selfish, that we keep you from other people.
Yes, Lord.
We miss witnessing opportunities, but no more, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Put it in the mouths and hearts of your people. I hear some saying, I don't know how to evangelize. All you have to do, Lord God, is impart it down into them. So we speak that supernatural impartation of evangelism be placed in the lives and hearts of your people. Stir up their internal gifts, God. Stir up every dormant gift, God, in the name of Jesus. But stir up the gift.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. I hear some people just need to pray their way through.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God.
Some people just need to say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
With a believing heart.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father.
So we thank you in all things.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, thank you, Father.
We praise you in all things, God.
Thank you, Father God.
But we thank you with expectation.
Thank you, Father God.
We thank you with belief. We thank you with trust. We thank you with comfortability in you, God. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the prayers that have been prayed.
Thank
they
you,
have
Father
come to
God.
Pass already. We thank you for the manifestation of them in the name of
thank
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, Father.
Oh, bless
thank
your
you,
name.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
hallelujah, bless your name. Oh, Jesus, we bless your name. Father, I lift up everybody on the line today, the meeting of the hearts and the minds. Thank you for the linking of the faith. God, now let us speak positive, no negativity. Let us thank you. Let us walk away in expectation. Let us thank you, Lord God, for everything that has been prayed for, but even thank you for the things that are still down in our hearts that were not mentioned. We thank you that it is here. It is done. It has been made manifest. We thank you for it, God. We thank you for it, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God. God, we bless your name that we are daily loaded with benefits. We thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Bless your name. Father, we bind up backlash. We bind up retaliation. Father, cover us. Cover our minds and our bodies, our spirit, man. Cover our finances and our children and our ministry.
Thank you.
Cover our possession, God, with the blood. We will not be attacked from our prayers. We will not be attacked just because we are victorious. We will not, in the name of Jesus. We will enjoy the fruits of our labor. We will enjoy every open door that you've opened, every open window that you've opened. We will enjoy it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, wonderful Savior, we bless you today.
Thank you, Father God.
We lift
God.
You up and we honor you. And in we decree the these Jesus. Things to be yes and to be amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Apostle. And Father God, we stand in agreement with those. Amen. And we stand in agreement, Father God, with those prayers as per your word, O Heavenly Father, where two or more of us agree on anything, Father, on earth, as in touching it will be done for you, done for us by you, our Father. So, Father God, we just thank you and we give you praise right now, Father God, for the victory, for the manifestation of the things that were prayed and decreed, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and we give you praise. We honor you, Father, and we glorify your name, Father God, this morning. Hallelujah. Wherever you are, give the Lord a shout. Give the Lord some praise. Give God glory. Lift him up so that all men will be drawn unto him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our time is drawing nigh, but before we leave, is there a word from the Lord? I know you had some things that God was giving you while you were praying, Apostle. Can you tell us those things one more time, please?
Yes. One of the things was he just wants a praise. So much
Amen.
Focus given on what's not instead of what is.
Amen.
He wants to be thanked even for what he's already done.
Amen. Amen. And that's
some of the
biblical
things,
because
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Mm-mm. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, and that's biblical because everything that God has done, he's done before the foundation of the world. So once we pray those things, we should be in thanks, we should be in praise, and that as that glorifies God, it also feeds our faith that we can't be moved from the position of our prayers and the things that we have decreed. So
Amen.
That's biblical to give God praise. Once you release your words, once you release your faith, that's when the attacks of the mind is going to come. Satan's going to try to pressure you. He's going to let you see the bills come in. He's going to let you see the notices come in. He's going to let you hear things from other people and try
mm-hmm.
to persuade you off your position of faith. So give God thanks, give God praise, and let that continue along with his word to feed your faith until the manifest to the full manifestation of what you have prayed and decreed has been attained. So I thank you for releasing that word, Apostle. So please let's remember that God deserves praise again because he's answered our prayers before the foundation of the world. So let's remember
yeah.
to just give God praise, give him the glory that he deserves, and just continue to lift him up. Amen?
Amen. Yes.
So that was the word from the Lord. Please remember, let these words have weight. Let them,
I think a lot of times when we get a word from God, we still focus on the issue more than the solution. And God has just given us a solution, so let's focus on the solution and just continue to give God praise. He didn't say you had to feel like giving him praise. He just wants the praise. But trust me, when
Amen.
You begin to start praising God, his spirit will move in you, because the word says he inhabits the praises of our people. So once you begin to praise, trust me, the spirit of God is going to take over and you're going to be just fine. You're not going to focus on the problem. But just remember to give God praise and let God handle the rest.
Amen.
Amen. So we're going to get ready to conclude our broadcast. But again, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. FMFC Global Prayer Warriors is the Facebook page. Please go to the page, like the page. Please leave your testimony. You can leave your prayer requests. You can ask biblical questions. As I go through Facebook, I see a lot of just bad information. A lot of people, where we're in that last days where people don't believe the Bible. There are a lot of lies that have been circulated through books to attack the Bible, the Word of God, the existence of God. So I'm sure as believers you have questions. So please, if you have questions, pose those questions and we'll answer those questions for you biblically. You know, we don't debate God's Word because God's Word was established in heaven. So it's not even up for a debate. Either you believe it or you don't. And we are believers, so we believe the Word of God. So please go to the Facebook page, engage the ministry. If you have issues of life, and we're getting inboxes of people dealing with witchcraft, people that are dealing with all types of situations of life, and we're covering them in prayer. We're adding our faith to theirs, and we're gonna pray them through, and they are going to come through, and they are going to recover, and all is well with them. So again, go to that Facebook page, like the page. Don't go through the issues of life by yourselves. We are a body. You know, we are supposed to work together and work in unison. So please go to the Facebook page, like the page, and engage the ministry. Go back and listen to the prayer broadcast that we post on the page, and begin to pray those things that we're praying. Begin to pray the scriptures that we pray, and watch God go to work. And just like the word says today, give God praise. Give God praise and worship him and uplift God. And those are the things. He wants to be God. So let's allow him to be God. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to sign off, but remember, we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you. Remember, you are favored of God, and because God favors you, situations change, laws change, policies change, minds change, situations change, all on your behalf, all for the better, because God favors you. And remember, please join us next week at the same time, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll be on, and we will see you then. God bless you. We love you. Until then, be safe, be well. God bless you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. Let the church say Amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
church.